This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Sunday, November 3rd. God's word to you today is, you speak. Our scripture reading is taken from Genesis 1, verses 3 to 5, from the Message translation, and it says, God spoke, light, and light appeared. God saw that light was good, and separated light from dark. God named the light day. He named the dark night. It was evening. It was morning. Day one. You are your number one prophet. A lot of people are waiting for someone to prophesy over their lives. Meanwhile, their number one prophet is living inside their own bodies. If you're going to arise, the words must align with the desires of your heart. If your marriage is going to arise, if your health is going to arise, if your career is going to arise, and if your finances are going to arise, the words of your mouth must be aligned with the desires of your heart. What are the desires of your heart? And what are you saying? Are they aligned? What do you want to see in that situation? And what are you saying? You cannot claim anger as the justification of the negativity you are speaking, because you will get what you say, particularly when you're angry. Your words are even the sharpest, more potent when you're angry. You will get what you say. Numbers 14:28 says, Now tell them this, as surely as I live, declares the Lord, I will do to you the very things I heard you say. Watch what you say, particularly when you are under pressure, because when you are under pressure, you are speaking from your innermost being. When your spouse has offended you the most, watch what you say, because you will get it. When you are irritated and you do not like that job, watch what you say, because it will affect your finances. Everyone was rejoicing, just hanging out with Jesus. Meanwhile, this woman had been dealing with the issue of blood for 12 years. She should have been bitter towards God's presence. After all the services I have attended, I am still dealing with this situation. This thing will kill me. If she had said that, she would have died in it. But instead she said, I will not die in this. I will touch the hem of his garment, and I will be made whole. Immediately God said, As you have said it, so shall it be. They say, the best way to predict the future is to create it. Guess what? The first step in creation is prophetic declaration. You cannot create anything you have not declared. You cannot build a house you have not designed. You cannot build an engine you have not envisioned and verbally initiated. What do you think is happening when you are casting vision? You are prophesying. You say this is how this thing would look, and you put it down on paper. This is how this business is going to grow. These are the projections. You are prophesying, and that is the first step in creation. Let us pray. Father, I declare that I will know your heart, and I will do your will. In Jesus' name, amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.